Is the mitzvah of Yisra Kedusha, the case two sisters or Poshet, is the mitzvah false to you? Anishas asat you with the Rabbanon only, or Anishas that's a chai bilavin, the locher is chaletzes loynes yademis. You have to give them chalitza, not yibim. So Mura says, Hosam is the mitzvah luchuda. There the case is Tam, she's only yosem with the Rabbanon. That's all, your brother's wife, which was a chvesh, your grandmother, she's also to you. But Bahoch is the mitzvah v'yachoysa. But here we're talking about two sisters are falling to you, and one is also to you with the Rabbanon. So I would have thought, Lekon is the mitzvah of Malkim is Erva, maybe since one of the two sisters is also to you with the Rabbanon, so since she's also to you, maybe with the Rabbanon she's like an Erva to you. And therefore the second sister, like she'd be the only one that's lucky to you. So maybe you could be Miyab the second sister. Kamashmo, that's the Chiddush, know that even though two sisters fall to you and one is also to you, but since she's only also midirabonin, nothing doing. Midiraisa, they're both zokik to you, so both are also to make yibum achos, your sister is achos ukhosoi. The only eight sisters to do is just to give chalitza, not yibum. Fred Gimor, like, what's the havim in the batisyadain? Kivin the midiraisa ramya kamei. Like, what's the Avamina? Midiraisa, the two sisters are mutter to you. So Midiraisa, both sisters fall to you. So one of them, for sure, is called an Achoyzuk Chosoy. So what's the Avamina to say that since one sister is also to you, Midirabonin, you should be mutter to the other sister? What kind of swear is that? But Midiraisa, both sisters are mutter. So both sisters fall to you, Liyibun, you wrestle with both of them. Smor says no. Salka Bata Chamin, I would have thought, mitzvah ovid rabbonin, that since one sister is also to you with the rabbonin, now lamaisa, like Rashi speaks out, this issa zika is also only with the rabbonin. That avada midiraisa, even though your two brothers are married to two sisters, and both of them fall to you. So lamaisa, before you did anything, midiraisa, they're not, even though you have a mitzvah to miyabim, they're not your wife yet. You're not married to them at all. Midiraisa, you could be miyabim either one you want. That we say, yay, Zika, considered like you're attached to both of them, you're married a little bit to both of them, then anyone you want to go near now is called your wife's sister, that's only Yassim and the Rabbanon. Zika's only Nissim and the Rabbanon. So I would have thought that since now one sister is also to you anyway, Midirabonin, so the Rabbanon like should take off their Issa Achoysim Kosla here. Because Midirabonin, one sister like doesn't fall to you, Liyibim. One sister is your grandmother. She's also to you, Midirabonin. So I would have thought, since she's also midirabonin, and though Issa not to be miyab machoizu kosoi, Zika's also only midirabonin, maybe the rabbonin left it like an erva, Kamash will know. That since in the rabbonin's though, lamaisa, midiraisa, she's not an erva to you, she's only also midirabonin, so midiraisa, she does fall yibum, even midirabonin, she's still called a sister achoizu kosoi, and therefore you're not allowed to be miyabim them, just give them yibum, just give them chalitza, and not yibum. Because I call upon him, there is a Zika here. Both of them fall to you, Liyibun. And with Rabbon and Zika, considered like you're married a little bit to both of them. So since you're married a little bit to two sisters, any sister you want to continue the marriage is called like you're marrying your wife's sister. So therefore, the din is with Rabbon and you have to give them Chalitza, not Yibun. Choyzachas mehem, but let's say one of them was an Erva, then Avad with Smutta. For the Gemara, Su Lamali, Hainu Hachu learned it already. Mali Lechad, Mali Lechrei, Masa Tzricha. Tiyashmin Hosam Mishundika Sheni Demuchach, we had before. When you have two, there's a second one that's Muchach, the second brother is also to both of the sisters, that's why one brother we allow. Aval Hoch, or the Lech is Sheni the Kamuchach. But over here, the two sisters we're talking about, each sister is an Erev to the other brother. See, each brother was only mutter to one sister. But both brothers are allowed to be miyabim, each one sister. Same aloy, I would say, let's make a gzera, who married the miyabim, the wrong one, or they'll think that you're allowed to be miyabim, achoy sechukosoy. V'yashmin and hachadon, he says it over the other rabba. Tavaya mechicha dodi. The two brothers show to one another that, again, two sisters fell to two brothers. Now, one brother's mutter to only one sister, because the other sister is his grandmother. She's an heir with him. So this brother could only be miyabim that sister. The other brother, just the opposite. That sister is his grandmother. He could only be miyabim the other sister. See, since each brother knows exactly which one he could and which one he can't, there are no gezeiros. We know clear the halachas that achoyz kosa is osur. And here it's a special case why it's mutter, because each sister is an erva to the other brother. See, each brother is only mutter to one. Avli dechloy tzricha, but in the case where only one sister is an erva to one brother. So the other brother, that brother can be miyabim one sister. But the other brother is also to both of them. Maybe I should make a gzeir in such a case. Kamashma, I don't make such gzeirs. Then the Mishnah says, Zui Sharm, this is what we learned. For the Gemara Zuhi Lamute Mai, what's the chiddush? What's this case? Again, with two sisters, and one sister is an erva to one brother. So the other sister is mutim, in mutatim. So what's it teaching us only here and no place else? Lamute mai, lamute yisa mitzvah lezeh, yisa mitzvah lezeh. That even though what? The two sisters are asa midrabbanin, each one to one, still, since it's only asa midrabbanin, midiraisa the din sika, they're asa to both of them. For the Gemara sulamali, hainuhachas, what's the difference, one or two? Mali chad, mali trei. The Mishnah already said that if one sister is also to one brother with this, the mitzvah doesn't mean anything. They're still called an achos of kosei, and you still have to give them chalitza. I would have thought, ki lo yamrin. When don't we say that uki is the mitzvah, the makim is erva? When do we say the rabbanon did not look that since one sister is also to you with the rabbanon, we should make her like she's an heir with you, and there's no issim with the rabbanon of an achoyse kakasai, hechidikulam igzim ishrim sheni, only where there's a second brother involved, that he's takasa to both sisters. So gzerim ishrim, the second brother, we even ask the first brother. Abel hechidikulam igzim ishrim sheni, but we're both brothers, there's two sisters, four to two brothers, and each brother is an erva, midrabbanan, is a mitzvah, midrabbanan, not to marry the other sister. So I would have thought, since both brothers are allowed to marry, b'miyavim, one sister, eima lahai ukme isa mitzvah mokim erva, b'mokim isa erva, or lahai ukimne isa mitzvah b'mokim isa erva. Maybe to both brothers I would have said, that since one sister is your grandmother, and the other sister is his grandmother, so midrabbanan, both of them are also to one, so the other sister should be mutter to this brother, that's not his grandmother, and the other sister, that's not the other brother's grandmother, should be mutter to him. So I would have thought in this case, the rabbanon does not make any gzeres. There should be a mitzvah yibum. Kamashmala, no, even in this case, still the rabbanon made gzeres. That lamaisa, midiraisa, the two sisters are fallen to the two brothers. Even though the two sisters are grandmothers, grandmothers midiraisa are mutter to you. So therefore, there is a mitzvah yibum. So therefore, each one is called an achoy su kukosai. So therefore, you can't be miyab either one of them. The rabbanon still left their isra achoy su kukosai. Even though with the rabbanon, each one is also to you, but so what? The rabbanon still said it's called an achoy su kukosai, and you have to give chalitza, not give them. Now, Omer of Yudah Marab, v'chein toni rebechia. So we had this Gemara before in Daftes, that pekulon an ikara behen, out of all the 15 arois we have in the first Mishnah, all those cases, we can have this case. That harsura lezeh, muteras lezeh, v'yachoyso kishi yivimto oicholet haseim et yabemis. We could have a case, again, with four brothers. Two brothers are married to two sisters, and those two brothers died, so the two sisters now fall to the two brothers. So like this, both of them are rasa, they only have to give chalitza. But there's a case that one sister is an erva to one brother, so therefore she doesn't fall to this brother. So who falls to this brother? Only the other sister. Therefore this brother could be miyabim that sister. And the same with the other way. The other brother is an erva to that sister, so she doesn't fall to him. Who falls? Only the other one. Now what name erva could be the case? The Chiyah says any one of the 15 ervas, that says in the Mishnah, it's possible to have this type of a case. It's possible to have a case that the two sisters, one is a Bitoi, one is a Chamoisoi, one is a Ein Chamoisoi, is all the 15 Erevs, it says in the Mishnah, you could have they could all be put into this type of a case. So Rabbi Yehuda says no. Metargim Echamoisoi V'Elech, he says after the Bitois, you can't put in the daughters. After the Bitois, starting from an Erev of Mechamoisoi, your mother-in-law, that you could have this case. Avashisha Baba Resha, the first six cases that talk about your bas, after the Yisra from a bas, that we don't have. My time, why not? Because Kivon, the Bita, Vyonsin, who the Meshkafas law, like we said, our Mishnah is talking about what type of a daughter, not a daughter that your father had through he was married to the lady, but an oinus, he stam forced the lady. Your father forced to live with the lady, and the lady became pregnant and had a daughter. That's the Bita we're talking about over there. So since the Nesuyin Loi Meshkafas law, since the Yonson who do Mishkachas law, the case is only where the father forced the lady to live with. But the Nesuyin Loi Mishkachas law, you can't have the case of Bitoi where your father got married to her. That's not the heir of Bitoi, that's Bas Ishtoi. It's the Nesuyin Kamari, the Yonson Loi Kamari. This thing that we say, her Suru Bazeh, Muteras Bazeh, is talking about where your father got married to the lady and not where he forced her. So that's why Yud doesn't say this case is by the first six cases. Rabbi Abaye says, Metargim af Bitoi. No, Abaye says, yes, even Bitoi is also a good case. Menusasai. So what? We're talking about a case that your father forced the lady and lived with her. Is kivun yashkuche mishkachas lo? Since you find these cases, if you want the case of your daughter by where your father forced her, teve, let it be that way. If you want the other rest of the cases, even when your father got married to his wife, you can have it also. But the last Erev in the Mishnah, that your brother was first born after the first brother died, like, that you can't have a case of two sisters fall to these two. Why? He only have the case that an Eishes Ach, Shtohoi V'Yolomai, is Mutter only according to Reb Shimon, like we had before. Reb Shimon says that the first brother died, and the second brother was Miyabim her, and then a third brother was born. Since when the third brother was born, she's already Miyubim to the second brother, she's Mutter. So how do you have that? Only according to Reb Shimon you have a case that the first one's wife could be Mutter to the third brother. Said Ali, but the Rabbanon Lemish Kachas Lo. But the Rabbanon argue and say no. On the Eishasash, the Hoi V'Yolomai is always Oster to you. So therefore, B'tlukta Loi Kemari. We don't want to say our Mishnah, our Surah Mezeh, talking about that case, because it's a Machlaikis, we don't go into a Machlaikis. That's what Abayi wanted to say. For Rav Safrino, Metagim, Af Eishasach, the Hoi V'Yolomai. On Mishkachas Lo, V'Shi Shachov, Ali, but the Rav Shimon, and the Chanami. Rav Safra says, this Mishnah could be talking about that case also. Even on Eishasach, Shlohoi V'Yolomai. I only goes according to the one man, the Yom Rav Shimon, and the Chanami. So our Mishnah is talking about, according to Rav Shimon, you could have this case also. There are two sisters, and each sister is called an Eishes Ach, Shlohoi V'Yolomai, to the other brother. So each brother is mutter to the other sister, because the two sisters don't fall to the two brothers. Because each brother, to one brother, one sister is an Eishes Ach, Shlohoi V'Yolomai, and to the other brother, it's the opposite way. So each brother was mutter to one sister, and also to the second sister. Now, how is the case? Or Mishkachas Lo, B'Shishach, we have about six brothers. V'Alibu Rav Shimon. V'Simnecha, what's the Simin? Mace. First one brother died. Then a new brother was born, V'Yibim. And then a brother that was alive before was Miyabim, the first one's wife. Now, Mace. Now a second brother died. Nolad, another brother was born, V'Yibim. And again, the third brother that was, four brothers were alive at the same time. The first brother died, a fifth brother was born. Then number two was Miyabim, the first one's wife. Then the third brother died, and number six was born. And then number four was Miyabim, the second one's wife. So that's the case. What's the case here? Reuven v'Shimon nesuin shtechois. You have it that Reuven and Shimon, two brothers, were married to two sisters. Now Levi v'Yehuda nesuin shtenochis. These are the four brothers that were alive for the first time. Levi and Yehuda had their own two wives. Now Mace Reuven, the first brother, died. Nolad Yisachar, the fifth brother, was born now. V'yivim Levi, and Levi was Miyabim Eishes Reuven. Now, May Shimon, then the second brother died. Nolad Zvulun, then the sixth brother was born. V'yivim Yehuda, and now Yehuda was Miyabim his wife. So in such a case, May Su Levi Yehuda, when Yehuda and Levi died, that they're both Miyabim two sisters, B'loi Bonim, V'naflu Luhu Kaime Yisachar Zvulun, and these two sisters now fall in front of the fifth. And sixth brother, Yisach and Zvulin, is Asur Lezeh, Mutaras Lezeh. One sister is also to one, but to the other brother she's Mutter. Because when one brother was born, when the sixth brother was born, the first one's wife was already Miyubim already. So the sixth one is Mutter to the first one's wife. And the fifth one is also Mutter to one. So if Asur Lezeh, Mutaras Lezeh, so mainly you could have this case. You could have a case of two sisters, and both of them is an Eishes Ach, Shlohoi V'Yolomai, to the other brother, so therefore each brother is mutter to one of them. Now, V'yachoysei Sheyevimta, Lomali, you could have this case. V'yachoysei Sheyevimta, you could have it. Now, Lomali, for the Makashi now, Lomali Yibim Yehuda, what do you have to have this last Yibim of Yehuda for? B'loi Yibim Yehuda, Nam Mishkachas Lo. Even without Yehuda, the fifth brother, when the second brother died, even before Yehuda was Miyabim, you could also have these cases. So Marin says, Mishum Tzara, you want to have the case of a Tzara. So Marin says, Otenach Tzara, but Tzara the Tzara, Maik Lamemar, how do you have a case of our Mishnah says is a case of a Tzaris, and then Tzara Tzaris, that means when you Miyabim the Tzara, and then the next time the brother dies, that's called Tzara Tzaris, how do you have it here? So Marin says, yes, Kagarin, the Hoda, V'yiv Minami God V'yosher. There are two more brothers born later. Kids of the family can keep on growing, and you'll have a case of Tzaris and Tzara Tzaris also. So I say, according to Reb Shimon, you could find cases, the kitzah, that there are two sisters, and married to two brothers, and those two brothers died, and now when the wives fall a second time to the last six brothers, to the sixth and fifth brother, one wife is also to one brother, and the other wife is also to the other brother, and therefore we have this case that each one is mutter to one, and the other one is also to him. Right, Mishnah says, Shloisha Achin, you have three brothers. Shnayin Mehem Nesuin Shteachoyis. What's going to be two of the brothers married two sisters? Or else Ayisha Bita. One brother married a mother, and the other brother married a daughter. Ayisha Bas Bita. One daughter married the mother, the other daughter married the granddaughter. Ayisha Obas Benot. Same thing. When the two brothers die, and they fall to the third brother, since both of them is Osatim, because he can't live with either, because both, behold, Yezika, both of them are a little bit attached to you already, you're married to you, both of them a little bit. So anyone you go to marry now, it's called, you're marrying the mother of your wife. You're marrying the daughter of your wife. So that's awesome. Locher is, Mirabonim, we hold Yezika, so you have to give Chalitz of Lemus Yabemus. If you have Shimon, Taitz, or Shimon, also know, Midiraisa, they don't fall Yibum. Midiraisa, there's no Din Zikas Yibum now. So Taitz, both are free without a Chalitz even. Let's say one of these two, the two sisters of the mother and daughter, one was asked to you for different erva, is also bo mutabachoisa. That one that falls to you, it doesn't fall to Yibum. Only the other one falls to you. So if only one is falling to you, you're allowed to be miyavma. She's not called like your mother of your wife, because the other one didn't fall to you. What about Yister Mitzvah, Yister Kedusha? Let's say again, where two sisters fall, and one sister is also to you with Rabbanin, or one sister is a Chai V'lavin to you, so since Midiraisa though, the Din Zika is Chal, so therefore still we say, Chaletz Lemes Yebemes. The Din is you can only give Chalitza, not give Yibum. Because Chai V'lavin doesn't patter from the Nefila. If a Chai V'lavin falls to you, there is a Mitzvah Yibum there, Midiraisa. Since Midiraisa, both of them are Zoka to you, anyone Yibim Yavim is called Yibim married, Yibim Yavim, your wife's daughter, your wife's mother, therefore it's also. So then you have to give chalitza, not yibum. Maratani will learn like this. Rabbi Shimon, poita b'shteim, and chalitza min yibum. Rabbi Shimon, cheater is, again, when two brothers are married to two sisters. And those two brothers died. So the two sisters now fall to the third brother. Rabbi Shimon holds midirais, so there's no din mitzvah yibum now. Both of them are free and can get married without a chalitza even. They're both free. Why? Shenem, the pasuk says, v'isha el achoysa loisikach litzro. You can't marry a wife and a sister. And they both become tsaros. What does that mean? Bishor shenasu tsaros zulizu. At a time when two sisters, like, become attached to you together, but this is the case, where two brothers marry two sisters and the two brothers die, is lo yehe lechol lekuchin hafilu biyachas men. The Torah is telling you, you can't marry even one of them. Midiraisi holds. That achoysi kukosai is also midiraisa. Shimon has a posik. When two sisters fall to you, or a mother and a daughter, or a mother and a granddaughter, since both of them are also to you, the meister is, there's no din zikas at all. There's no mitzvah yibum, and the locher is give chalitza, and that's all. Chalitza and not yibum. That's all you do. Right, so it's achas mihem, if one was also to you, is erva, so the other one has the mitzvah yibum. For the Gemara Sulamali, we went already a few times already. Then when two sisters fall, and one is also to you anyway, so she doesn't fall to you, only the second one, you mutter to her. So Gemara says, Rav Shimon Yitzchak, the Chiddush of our Mishnah, Hebrew coins Rav Shimon. Salkut, the Chamin, I would have thought, Hoyu v'yom Rav Shimon, Shtei achoyis lechos l'mesiyab emes, that since midiraisa, when two sisters fall to you, there's no mitzvah yibum at all. So now even in the case that one sister is an issa erva to you, maybe ligzo mishum beza chois di alma, even though now one sister is your grandma, one sister is your mother-in-law. So she doesn't fall to you, yibum. Only the other sister falls. So that sister should be mutter to you, but maybe I should make a gzera, no, people will know. And they'll see you be miyavim one of two sisters. They'll think other cases also it's mutter. Kamash v'lom, we don't make any gzeras. According to Reb Shimon, it's mutter, we don't make any gzeras. Right, it's the mitzvah. What about if one of them is also in the mitzvah? For the